Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris. We're going to talk briefly about having a pre-prospecting routine. Now, remember, all prospecting is the ability to create new appointments at will. In other words, if I said you are going to set a new appointment today, no matter what, you actually know how to do it. And many of you, you know, you probably know how to do it, but how often, how frequently do you do that? So it's important to have a pre-prospecting, or if you want to call it lead generation, pre-lead generation or pre-appointment setting routine. You know, I can tell you, I am less likely to go to my Pilates class if I have to search for my Pilates clothes. For I usually walk there, so if I have to search for my tennis shoes or maybe I wash them and they're drying, you know, I'm less likely to actually feel motivated to show up for that class on time versus how I like to set myself up for success, which is making sure that I have everything that I need for all five classes all week long, folded, put in their drawer, my shoes are ready, my socks are ready, I've got my yoga mat, I've got my Pilates mat, everything's ready to go. I know where my little YogaWorks tag is. All I have to do is put myself together and get out the door. When you have a pre-prospecting routine, you are much more likely to not just do it, but to find success, okay? A friend of mine was trying to lose weight, and he said, you know, he always had this goal of going on a jog every morning. But it wasn't until he put his tennis shoes right where his feet hit the floor when he got out of bed that he started doing it. So these pre-routines really helped. Tim and I always had a pre-listing presentation routine. We would preview properties whenever it was a little bit out of area or something unusual. We would always do the CMA, you know, within a certain amount of time. We would always do a pre-listing packet. There's certain routines that you get into that save you tons of time and really can help your mindset. So let's talk about your pre-prospecting or pre-lead generation, pre-appointment setting routine. Number one, start at the same time daily and end at the same time so that it is a scheduled event. And look at it as seriously as you do a listing appointment. You wouldn't just reschedule a listing appointment if you felt like it, right? Hopefully not. No, you're going to stick to that appointment. You're going to show up early, and you're going to be ready to rumble. So consider starting the same time daily and ending the same time daily. Now, many of you have asked me in the past, when's the best time of day to prospect? And the answer is any time you can make yourself do it on a regular basis. The reason we recommend that you prospect in the morning is so you can get it over with before you have distractions. Obviously, there are other times of day when you're more likely to get people home. If you're door knocking after, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when kids are getting home off the school bus, probably someone's there to meet them, especially if you're prospecting in family neighborhoods. A weekend morning, like a Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as part of your regular weekend routine, and or an evening during the week to get the people that you can't get during your normal prospecting time, which should be between 9 and 11 every morning for most of you. The other rule with this is anytime you don't have an appointment set. So if you're wandering around your office this afternoon and you're not working with buyers and you don't have a listing appointment, guess what you should be doing? I'll give you a hint. The sentence does not start with the word tweaking, okay, or caravan. It should be lead follow-up or prospecting, okay? Number two, prepare your phone numbers the night before. Now, the only thing you can't really do this on is fresh expireds, but most of you have a hot sheet that gets emailed to you at midnight when things expire. So if your plan, your prospecting routine, based on your numbers, and we've talked about figuring out your magic number and what the parts of your income are and how to figure out how many deals you have to do. If your prospecting and lead follow-up routine calls for you to talk to 3 past clients per day, no matter what, well, guess what? You're more likely to do it if you've pulled out those 3 phone numbers, and even more likely to have success if you've pulled out 15 phone numbers, knowing that you'll probably only find 3 people home. You see what I'm talking about with this pre-prospecting routine. So number one is start and end at the same time daily. Number two is prepare your phone numbers the night before, whenever possible, with the exception being fresh expireds. Number three, set the goal of minimum number of contacts for each session touching each of your spokes. So let's say, for example, you're someone who talks to past clients, centers of influence, maybe you are looking for any expired, new or old, you're a FSBO hunter, and you're great at lead follow-up, okay? Set a goal of minimum number of contacts. So perhaps you, no matter what, talk to 5 past clients or people from your center of influence. Remember, the definition of a contact is a conversation with a decision-making adult about real estate, not with their six-year-old who just happens to answer the phone. I think you guys get the point on that. So if I was someone who said my spokes are past clients, centers of influence, FSBOs, expireds, and short sale lead follow-up, maybe from marketing that I've done, I'm going to set up a prospecting plan that says that I will talk to 5 past clients per day, 5 people from my center of influence, 5 expireds or expired lead follow-up from previous expired conversations, 5 FSBOs or FSBO lead follow-up. I'm going to make sure that I have gotten through all of my normal lead follow-up, and I'm going to look at all of my different marketing widgets. Perhaps I've got 2 or 3 short sale websites or blogs that I work, and I have leads there that if I don't think about it, I just ignore them, and I keep on paying for that website, and I just figure those people will find me somehow miraculously. No, if you're going to call it a spoke, you're going to talk to those leads daily. So actually set a minimum number of contacts before, you know, if I have a minimum number of contacts that's 20 people per day and I don't do it, I should not really say that I worked that day, because your number one job in this job is to create new leads, new appointments for yourself. Without that, the rest of your job doesn't matter. Number 4, decide and affirm that you will set at least 1 highly motivated, pre-qualified appointment daily. That is the mission of this class, is to teach you how to do this at will, meaning because you feel like it. Okay? So decide and affirm that you will set at least 1 appointment. With my graduate students, I say, look, 1 appointment of some sort per day is what makes you wealthy. And I want you to really take that to heart and to write it down. So many of you get so distracted by the deals you already have in the pipeline, which are important, okay? I'm not saying that they're not. But you can get sucked into an inspection problem all day long. And I got to tell you guys, this is the difference between Tim and myself and all of our coaches here at Harris Real Estate University and everyone else who claims to be coaches. We actually have walked in your shoes. I know, because I used to have this issue too. You know, you got some termite problem or some plumbing issue or frozen pipes if you live in the Midwest or Northeast. You know, you guys in the South, you've got hurricanes to deal with. You've got all this drama around you all the time. You're trying to get short sales done. You're hunting down asset managers. You have all this stuff going on. I get that. And that's why I'm spending time with you today, to get you to do a pre-prospecting routine where, so help you God, you are going to set an appointment of some sort on a daily basis. Now, I don't care whether that's a brunch or a coffee date with a past client. That counts. They're good for referrals, repeat business, intel about the neighborhood. Okay, we used to do this, and we would find out who was getting relocated and in and relocated out, okay, with the same company, whose job is on the line, all this great intel, right, who's getting married and divorced and foreclosed upon, whatever the case may be, right? So it could be a lunch, brunch, coffee, et cetera, with a past client or someone from your center of influence. Maybe you're meeting with the CEO of the local Better Business Bureau, right, so you can get in on their networking. Whatever the case may be, obviously a pre-qualified, highly motivated listing appointment is worth the most points here, and followed closely by a highly qualified, highly motivated, non-contingent buyer. Those are your most valuable appointments. But some of them will come from the other types of appointments that you have, okay? So an appointment of some sort every single day, and if you don't have it, you better be trying to get it. That's really the essence of what you do. And number 5, affirmations. Some of you are working on confidence, okay? So confidence in terms of knowing what to say and how to say it, that's normal. That comes with experience, but it also comes with taking risk and saying things where you might hear the word no occasionally. So affirmations, I am confident and competent. I am the right agent for the job of selling this home. I am the right agent to help these buyers find their dream home and negotiate it in such a way it will, you know, actually close. So affirmations, if that's something that you need work on, there's a great book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by, I believe, Lynn Grabhorn. Okay, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Great for all of you. It's another great book called Getting Things Done, or lovingly known by business people as GTD, think the author is Gittimer, but I would have to look that up off the top of my head. Okay, so those are your five pre-prospecting routine points. Take them to heart. Put them into practice. Soon you will be making even more money than you already are. We'll talk to you soon. Have a fantastic week. And if you need help, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Type in what you need help with, and we will schedule a call together. Have a great week. Go set lots of appointments. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.